Now who am I? Author Mae Sarton once wrote, "I love being old because I am more myself than I've ever been." As my grandmother aged into her 80s and 90s, her life became less about what she looked like and more about who she was becoming. As I enter more fully the second half of my life, I find the journey is bringing with it a different dimension of growth from the first half. And the insurance tables tell me there are more years left in which to get to know myself better. If you're trying to stay young, you may be stalling out your own self-discovery, pretending you're still in life's first half. You might have decided that your entry into life's second half will begin at a later date, like when you reach a certain age. Or perhaps you've accepted that you're in life's second half, but still struggle with the unanswered question, "Now, who am I?" In trying to answer that question, you may be so terrified that you attempt to make superficial changes to your old persona while avoiding any profound change or self-understanding. You might change the old persona's mask cosmetically, buy new clothes, or change your lifestyle, for instance, but nothing can hide your changing self. And you can't sort of begin this quest. Either you do or you don't. And if you're beyond 50, the time to decide has arrived. If you don't dare to grow, the ghost of the first half of your life will haunt you. Perhaps you've had the experience of suddenly realizing that the structure of your life doesn't seem to fit you and you don't even know why. Relationships you chose may now seem unfulfilling. Your aging face suddenly seems very prominent. Material things that once brought pleasure may now seem totally inadequate. A lifestyle that once seemed satisfying or tolerable now grates on your nerves. Goals that were clear may become overwhelming or blurred. For some women, their identity was wrapped up solely in their love relationships. Have you lost yourself in a long-term relationship or marriage? Is your self-esteem dependent on how your mate feels about you? If you spent half your life focusing on him so much that you didn't take care of your own wants, needs, and desires, now it's time to commit to knowing who you are. In accommodating themselves to others and focusing on relationships, many women I know neglect building a sense of themselves as distinct and valuable individuals. And at midlife, a woman's most obvious sense of herself may be in terms of her relationship with others as daughter, wife, mother, employee. When she realizes this, the question of who she is apart from these relationships often becomes a difficult one. You may be 50 and already deeply engaged in the quest, or you may be 80 and still resisting it. This might be because your chronological age is based on clock time. The quest moves through soul time, which many people encounter for the first time only in the second half of their lives. Soul time has less to do with calendars than with the deepest dimensions of life. Author Ruth Raymond Thone made this declaration in her book, Women and Aging, Celebrating Ourselves. "As an aging woman, I must give myself permission to be who I am, even if that is not culturally approved or productive. I need time to be tired, quiet, sick, sad, old, and unproductive. I want to affirm who I am at each moment of my life, not wishing for another time, another self, nor molding myself to fit an inner shape that no longer serves." If it feels uncomfortable to ask yourself the question of who you are now that you're older, honor your resistance and follow the signs leading to intensity. Your enemy is shallowness. If it feels safe, it's probably not the right path. If it scares you, it probably is. In this second half of your life, You have another chance, another opportunity to learn who you are. You have another opportunity to redefine and reshape yourself for the road ahead.